Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. President Trump is once again providing coronavirus updates for the American people. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
In his first coronavirus briefing in nearly 3 months, the president pointed to progress amid the pandemic, but also warned,
"It will probably, unfortunately, get worse before it gets better."
He used the late afternoon White House event to stress the importance of good hygiene and the use of face coverings.
Whether you like the mask or not, they have an impact, they'll have an effect, and we need everything we can get.
The president also promised that the vaccines are coming sooner than expected. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Acting Department of Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf is defending the agency's response to destructive protests and rioting in Portland, Oregon. Wolf says agency officers have to be in Portland.
The reasons increased DHS personnel are important or in Portland is twofold. One, violent criminal activity every single night for 52 nights. And two, the lack of action from city officials and law enforcement.
Wolf rebuked the mayor of Portland, Ted Wheeler, for blaming the federal government for the violence. Wolf also said the people committing the vandalism should not be considered legitimate protesters. U.S. Attorney David DeVillers says the Republican Speaker of the Ohio House has been arrested.
We're here today to announce the arrest of Larry Householder, the Speaker of the House of the state of Ohio, and four other defendants for racketeering in relation to what is likely the largest bribery, money laundering scheme ever perpetrated against the people of the state of Ohio.
GOP Governor Mike DeWine called on Householder to resign immediately, saying it would be impossible for him to be an effective legislative leader given the charges against him. Mixed day on Wall Street as the Dow is up by 159 points, the Nasdaq dropped 86. More at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at relieffactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Be the next success story.
Who is this prophet to the whole country? Does one man really have the insight to know what's really happening? Get his free book at prophettoamerica.com. Is God's protective hedge around this country really gone? Can we expect worse than the coronavirus? Go to prophettoamerica.com. That's prophettoamerica.com and download the free book, A Fresh Wind. Go to prophettoamerica.com. That's prophettoamerica.com.
In this challenging time, many of us are not paying attention to our health. Now, what we eat plays an important role, but many times the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. My friends at Real Water would like to change how you think about drinking water and why alkaline, and more importantly, negative ions, plays a large role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. Real Water is the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means you get real science in every bottle. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions and balanced pH. It will hydrate you like never before, and it tastes great. It's the only bottled water I drink. Order your Real Water today, and just for my listeners, get free shipping and handling. Call 1-855-REAL-WTR. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR. Or visit my website at kevinwallradio.com. Just click on the Real Water icon on my homepage. Quench your thirst. Hydrate yourself like never before. Call 855-REAL-WTR.
Less is more. This is true of the 2020 Range Rover Evoque. With dramatic styling and unparalleled capability, the Range Rover Evoque offers much more than you would expect from a compact SUV. And with 0% interest currently available for up to 72 months on approved credit, it's never been a better value. Come see for yourself today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
It's 4:04. This is a KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Two more Nevada businesses have been fined for failing to comply with state health and safety guidelines involving COVID-19. But state officials say compliance is on the rise. Nevada OSHA says it conducted follow-up visits at 225 businesses across Nevada and found 94% compliance. OSHA officials say they have visited more than 2,600 businesses across the state to monitor compliance with the state's health and safety guidelines. Las Vegas mortgage delinquencies are up since the coronavirus outbreak. Housing tracker CoreLogic reports payments were at least 30 days late on almost 9% of home loans in Southern Nevada in April. That was more than double March and their numbers. Nationally, payments were up at least 30 days late on 6% of the mortgages in April. That's up from 6% in March. Well, as COVID-19 cases continue to rise in Nevada, foot traffic in Las Vegas casinos is beginning to slow down. Tourism officials say about 350,000 visitors were in town this past Saturday. The previous week, 400,000 people came to town. And on the 4th of July, there were some 550,000 who visited on 4th of July weekend.
KACQ on-time traffic
is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
As you're coming up Interstate 15 northbound, you'll tap the brakes there at Tropicana. You're pretty much bumper to bumper after that. Also, there's a stalled vehicle that is near the right lane, US 95 northbound at Ann Road. Kevin Wall coming up next.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Coming up on 408, good to have you with us all across the Las Vegas Valley. We are all counting down to what's going to be a magnificent opening of the Allegiant Stadium project, which has been going on for a couple of years now, and we are just now weeks away. Tommy White is the... He is the business manager of the Laborers Union Local 872, and he joins us now. Tommy, you getting a little excited? You getting a little goosebumps? Getting ready to open the present on Christmas Day?
Week, 10 days left, right? 10 days left. We'll be opening that up.
Do we know yet what that will be? I mean, will there be a ribbon cutting? Will there be, you know, some... Or is everybody going to have to stand 6 feet apart?
I think they're going to wind up holding off until they can have all the fans there and have like a truly grand opening. I don't believe the owner wants to take anything away from the fans, anything away from the community, anything away from our city. So I think he's going to wind up holding on to that until we can get a true opening day.
Now, do we know about the Garth Brooks concert or any of the other stuff that's going to be going on there?
Haven't heard anything about that, but, I mean, if you just look at everything else that's going on here, you could probably just say to yourself, it's probably not going to happen. But I don't know. You don't know, you don't know how things could change in a month. I mean, things change weekly here, right?
Yeah, it does. No, it does, and the governor... for all we know, the governor will come out with a statement and shut us down again towards the end of the week. Don't know that, but that seems to be the way it's leaning. What is there left to do in these final 10 days?
I really, it's just like some touch-up work. Stadium's really been done probably 2-3 weeks ago, but. We don't have anything until we receive the TCO, which is the temporary certificate of occupancy, and that's probably not going to come until the later part of the end of this week. And that basically says that, you know, the Raiders can occupy the building.
And is there an occupancy statement that has to be signed off on? Is there somebody that has to certify that this building is ready for occupancy from the
county? Yeah, the inspectors come in. The inspector's been really good. They've been on top of everything from day one. So the inspectors will come in. They'll sign off on it. It's beautiful inside. It's beautiful outside. Probably just going to do some touch-up work on and some cleanup work on the windows and some of the panels to get it all sparkling and nice and clean. But other than that, the stadium's basically done, except, you know, for some minor touch-ups. So we're right on time.
I want to ask you about something that the governor did, which I thought was a really smart move, and that is in the throes of the pandemic, he kept you guys open. He kept your people working and making money and paying taxes. For all of his foibles, for all of his mistakes that he made, with the pandemic, with Dieter, with all of that, the one thing he got right was you guys. Does that surprise you that he made that decision?
Well, I think, you know, making the decision to keep not just us open, but to keep all of construction open, I kind of believe, unlike a few of the decisions he made, that was a decision that he made based on talking to the right people. I give him a lot of credit for keeping construction going. I mean, construction is a big part of economic industry here in Las Vegas. Whether it's the stadium, whether it's building houses, whether it's doing home repairs. Keeping the stadium going, keeping the convention center going, keeping construction going overall was one of the better choices he's made. And I believe that had to do with a lot of help from the right people.
I know that the governor has been busy with a 12-day-long special session. Did you spend much time up in Carson? I know normally during a special session you'd be up there lobbying and looking out for the interests of your workers. Did you spend much time up there?
Well, this session was kind of a little bit different than past special sessions where they didn't have a lot of people up there. They weren't taking a lot of meetings. Everything was kind of, closed off to where, you had to wear your mask or just certain areas in the building were just closed off to the public anyway. But so it wasn't like previous special sessions where you had large groups of lobbyists up there and you had large groups of corporations up there or just, public up there. It wasn't like that. It was kind of closed off. They did a lot of it over... a lot of it was done over the internet where, the public can watch. But it was a lot different. And, they did what they did. They got past whatever they were, trying to get past. And, let's see what happens. They got a year to see where it goes and how the money comes in. And it's kind of like as long as we stay shut down, the more money this state is going to need. So... I was just listening to something that we're back up to, I think we got something like 400,000 tourists or something like that in the past couple of weeks. But they need to focus on where the big populations are in the city, in the state, of where the virus is concentrating on. And maybe we can get open a little bit faster if everybody just follows some common sense and follows some rules. But yeah, we really appreciate him keeping construction open, and it helped out not only us, but it helped out a lot of the small businesses and a lot of the hardware stores and keep a lot of them people working. So it was good.
Again, Tommy White joining us, Laborers Union Local 872, the business manager. And your guys throughout this, this project at Allegiant Stadium, Resorts World, your folks have been uniquely pretty healthy.
Yeah, we out of the close to 4,000 members that I have in Local 872. We had a total of 40. So when I say 4,000 members, you look at that and you say, okay, 4,000 members plus family members, probably look at a number of close to 11,000. So out of the 11,000 family members and members of Local 872, we had about 40 of our members and our family members get the virus. We had three of them in the hospital, and we had one pass away, a 57-year-old gentleman.
Wow. Wow.
No, and, you know, it's unbelievable. No underlying health conditions. He actually, this gentleman went down to California. His sister passed away from COVID. He went down to California to the services. 6 days later, he came back here. He was in ICU. 7-8 days after that, he passed away.
That's so sad. That is so sad. Tommy, let me ask you. Right now, the Clark County School District is dealing with whether they want to open schools up or keep schools closed or go to distance learning. It looks like they're going to go to distance learning. Are you satisfied that kids are going to learn anything with distance learning?
So I can tell you this, based on some numbers that I recently spoke to somebody who's involved with. There was over 100,000 kids that never logged on to the system.
And that's out of 300,000, right? About roughly 300,000?
That's a third, right? So you see a third of our students never even logged on, right? So, I mean, I don't like the fact that our superintendent is getting so much pressure from the school board trustees. I think our superintendent, Dr. Jara, he went over and above what he could have done, and he called people on the carpet. And when he called people on the carpet, our government didn't like that, so they started a little crusade to kind of get him to resign. And you know what? I have this man's back. He's done a lot for to try to bring different types of classes to high school students, and if it wasn't for this virus, this coronavirus, we'd be moving up instead of moving back. We'd be moving forward instead of moving back as you know, having some of the top schools in the nation. But, you know, they need to let the man do his job, and they need to let him do it right. And, you know, they need to stop paying attention to, you know, people making comments on social media. We became a society of where we base our thoughts and we base our opinions on someone else that tweeted it or put it on Instagram or put it on Facebook. What happened to the society where we used to be able to think on our own and have our own opinions, right? And I think that's a little bit of what's going on with our superintendent. And, you know, I think they should kind of lay back, let the guy do his job, and they should all do their jobs.
Do you think he will survive this? There is a special meeting of the Clark County Board of Trustees going on right now. It is not on the agenda, but it doesn't mean somebody won't bring it up. Do you think he can survive this? I mean, and parenthetically, how does he get his credibility back if you know, the state superintendent of schools calls him a liar, essentially, the governor calls him a liar, essentially? How does he get his credibility back?
Well, listen, the only way, you know, somebody that's been ostracized like he has can get his credibility back is just by doing what he does best. I mean, he's got a good track record. He's got a good track record coming out of Miami. I think what happens in this town, and I've seen it more and more, as more and more Democrats got elected, more and more, they follow the wagon. And I've seen it happen, and it's just happening too much in this town where everybody else wants to do everybody else's job, you know. The school trustees, they get elected. They get elected by the public. I mean, look, listen, you know, you got a school trustee that sits up there with a dog, right? She sits up there with a dog. Now, she could say she has something or whatever, she needs her dog there. I get it. But be a little professional about it. Don't sit there and pet your dog all day long while you're supposed to be conducting a meeting. She's a school board trustee. She doesn't even have a kid in the school.
Tommy, I love that. We're going to continue this. And we're going to find out who the member of the Board of Trustees is with a dog on his or her lap. We'll do that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Unique blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Optimized performance, enhanced capability, and contemporary looks. This perfectly describes the 2020 Range Rover Velar. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi, and with 0% interest financing currently available for up to 72 months on approved credit, now is the right time to own yours. Come see for yourself today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor of Nevada. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. During the COVID-19 business shutdown, the Department of Homeland Security has categorized bicycle shops as essential businesses. We've been servicing a lot of bikes to help people get their two-wheeled transportation up and running. Many people who are losing their jobs are now using their bicycles for transportation. They don't have money for their car or their insurance, so they'll use a bike to get around. Our community is also using them as a way to get outdoors, stay in shape, and enjoy the fresh air. If you need help dusting off the cobwebs and getting on your bike, we're here to service you curbside from 9 to 5 daily. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215, as well as the Bonneville Transit Center downtown Las Vegas. Our phone number is 702-596-2953.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
This is Heidi Harris for Boss Security Screens. You know, especially with the way things are now, I was looking into a way to make my home even more secure, and I found these Boss Security Screens. They're amazing. They're so tough. They're guaranteed to prevent break-ins and forced intrusions, but they're very easy for you to get out if there's an emergency in your home, right? How great is that? People can't see in, but you can see out. They're beautiful. And the most important thing is criminals are looking for easy access. And if they can't get into your home instantly, they're going to move on. That's what you want. And with Boss Security Screens, that's what you'll have. Secure your home today. Get a free estimate and receive $1,000 off installation. Visit BossSecurityScreens.com. That's B-O-S-S, BossSecurityScreens.com. Or call 702-637-0255. BossSecurityScreens.com or 702-637-0255. BossSecurityScreens.com. That's BossSecurityScreens.com.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget this hour brought to you by attorney Craig Mueller of Mueller & Associates. When you need an attorney, you need someone who shares your conservative values. Call Craig Mueller at Mueller & Associates, 702-887-1731. That number again, 702-887-1731. Tommy White joining us, as he does every, or nearly every Tuesday, unless he's out traveling or out, you know, working the floors in Carson City. I want to ask you, though, because this whole thing of defunding the cops is going to eventually come up here in the state. It may come up in a second special session. But we see what's going on out there, and we see how defunding the police, $1 billion taken out of the budget for New York City. We've seen defunding efforts in Portland and Seattle, and we see what's happened there. Is it time for the president to take back the streets?
I think he's doing a great job in Portland, and hopefully he's going to move into Chicago and move into New York and do what he has to do there. This whole thing about defunding the police department, I think the silent ones that are out there. I mean, you got to remember, our state, you can still get a, you know, you don't have to. You can carry a weapon without it being concealed, or you go get still carry permit like I have, but I think they'd have some serious issues here if they ever even brought up defunding the police. I think we have a fantastic sheriff. I think he does a fantastic job. I think the public, like myself, that does have a few firearms, would be very vocal about it, and this would just. I just don't think it's going to go the way that it would go back in like it did in Portland, Oregon, or Chicago or New York. We're gonna protect our state by any means necessary.
But the question is, and this is something that maybe the courts will have to decide. Is this a federal issue? Do the feds have the right to send in armed teams of federal agents into the streets of Portland or Seattle or wherever it might be?
Well, I was listening to the president's press secretary today, and I think it's United States Code 40. I could be wrong on that, but I was listening to it
4013 or something like that, yeah.
And the fact that, you know, if our federal property or our federal buildings are being destroyed or vandalized, the president has the right. Now, can he take that a step further? Well, you know, I think he probably could, because if somebody throws a firebomb and they throw it at a federal building and they run across the street onto somebody's private property, I think you sure are going to have those federal officers go over there and try to capture that individual. And I don't think we want that to happen here. I don't believe it's going to happen here. Overall, you know, we have a good city. We have a great city. We have a great state. And I think you're going to see the silent majority come out to support the police department. And I don't think there's going to be any defunding going on in our city. But, you know, the casinos have too much to let go. If there was going to be... I bet you the casinos would get involved heavily if any of that ever came up about defunding the police.
Wow. Wow. Again, joining us, Tommy White, Laborers Union Local 872. We were talking about, defunding the police and all. Then you've got that issue in St. Louis where the married couple in the gated community defended itself by brandishing firearms, and now they are under felony indictment. Do you think they'll end up having to pay a price for that?
I don't think that's going to go anywhere. I think that's going to get thrown out. I mean, they have a law back there that basically says you have the right to protect your property, and this is what happens now. You know, you have all these news channels out there. They don't report on, you know, actual facts of what's going on. Or if they do, they report on 10% of the facts and leave the rest of it out. And I think you're going to have more and more of people standing up that want to protect themselves, protect their family, and protect their property. And I see that hopefully this will all calm down in the next few months and or next few weeks, and we'll get back to living life